If you're first to bed, you're last to find out what happened during the deep night ticket. Now, during the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
We're almost to midnight here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. It's Giorgio, Davey, Corby, and Donovan. Okay, Jake's somewhere around here. I told Corby this earlier today. You've probably heard drops we've played from it. But I cracked up at this, and I thought of Corby when I first saw it and heard it. Have you guys seen online, the French talk show where they have like a dozen people and they all have funny laughs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, it's funny just to listen to it. But hopefully it'll get Corby going and we can mix his laugh in.
No, dude.
With the most ridiculous laughs, including this girl that goes, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
It's like she's inhaling, I think, and like fighting for breath. It's
None
crazy.
Of them make sense. Like, no. I can't, it's hard to replicate
and
any
then
of them.
Listen for the girls in the background that are laughing like birds. And then there's a snort laugh or two. And then the guys have kind of like, I don't know, high-pitched, almost like Arnold Horseshack kind
right.
of thing.
It feels like they're all put on.
It does, but I believe them.
Yeah, I do too.
They sound legit. It sounds like
I've looked up the video, and it does look like
they're fighting for breath, and they can't stop laughing. All right, here we go.
Et par rapport à le public, parce que la salle était grande.
Je vous ai situé tout.
Mais c'est vrai qu'il a été hyper cool.
Mais vous vous êtes déjà fait examiner. C'est quand même curieux, un hein, rire comme ça. Ça
Non, c'est fidèle.
Examiner. Incroyable.
Non, c'est pas curieux, le rire. Le rire, c'est de l'air qui passe au bout du larynx. Et c'est vrai que je dois avoir un larynx plus ou moins...
Même à imiter, c'est impossible.
Après, moi, quand je suis partie, tu es partie aussi. Hein. Il vous a déjà mis dans des difficultés pas possibles.
Isn't that amazing?
Donc, je repose ma question. J'ai plus la poule.
Man, I love that.
That's so great.
Was that even possible? Do you remember the girl that came up to the hard line and she used to go the kind of
Chancey? We played it. Yeah, we played it the other day.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like a couple weeks ago, it was awesome to revisit that.
That was amazing.
I think it was in response to that audio.
Was it? Okay. 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 Dang, I missed that. That is truly amazing. And I remember when she came up, I'd never heard anyone laugh like that before.
No. No, it was so funny, man. And she's adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the cutest girl ever. And it's like, to see her doing that, it made you cry, like, seeing it live. Because she couldn't control it.
Do you think people like that have crazy laughs laugh at themselves because their laugh is so crazy?
I think once they hear it, it just keeps tickling.
It even cracks them
right,
up.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I think
I think they're embarrassed.
Really?
I don't think this girl was. I think she owned it, that I knew at least. But like I can't do the laugh.
Man, even the last compound, when Corby was talking about, the superpowers at the restaurant. And to hear your laugh, it's almost like on par with one of those that's on the show, because it really deep down tickled you. And you hear, and I don't think I'd ever heard you laugh like that before.
I would go clapping seal on you.
Isn't that funny how just helpless you feel when you get
thinking about it now?
And you can't breathe. And
I know. And your stomach hurts.
And you walk. I really thought I was going to pass out at my house when we had the bunkie discussion the first time.
I was fighting for breath that day.
What a worthless superpower. I love listening to that because your laugh is incredible.
So, where does that exist? Where's that piece of audio?
It was...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I probably pulled off the logger on one of the... from the last compound because that's when Blind Kelly called.
Yeah.
And...
oh, yeah.
One of the superpowers was knowing if a guy, you know, pleasured himself at the restaurant.
Right.
you actually said the word, and it just set Jake off. Man, it's so funny.
It is the worst superpower of all time.
Right.
That guy.
That's what he said.
What would you do?
He was like, what a worthless superpower. He couldn't stop laughing. But, yeah, just to see people have changed their laughs. I know when we talked about that, my wife has changed her laugh.
Really?
Like, it's, you know.
Last
now,
5 years.
I think it's, like, a lot of different variations. I've been knowing her for 30 years, and I don't even remember what it was at first, but now she... She gets a nice long hee-hee-hee, and it makes me laugh even more.
That's like when people have, like, the signature sneeze.
Yes.
I'm all over the place with a sneeze.
I'm so loud and obnoxious with a sneeze, but there are some people that have, it seems like it's a put-on, but that's their sneeze sound.
Right.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the...
Right.
Like that, or
but you're trying to hold it in, and you don't want to be obnoxious. So, you know, I will, you know, like I'll really make a really nice high-pitched noise.
My best friend in elementary school, his mom, I guess she wanted to make sure that her sneezes were petite.
Yeah.
So it was always,
oh, I have a very petite
like sneeze. Very high-pitched. Yeah.
But Norm made a noise in a meeting room one time. He kind of looked over and was like, what was that? Like, was it a sneeze, a belch?
What was it?
I don't know. Like a hiccup.
Could have been combo.
Combined with a belch or something because it just kind of went like, he was like, whoa, what the hell? Like, are you okay?
Oh,
what's going on here? Yeah. He needed a reboot and we pressed his reset button.
How many simultaneous bodily functions do you think you could have at the same time?
You could have a cough and a fart, sneeze and a fart. Sneeze and a fart is the
one. But could you have three? Is three possible?
How?
Yeah.
Like if Norm was having like a hiccup, a belch, and a sneeze at the same time.
No. That seems impossible,
hiccup,
George.
Belch, sneeze.
You got to get the prostate involved somehow. You were thinking it.
Yeah.
But it's just the one where you let out the loud fart that...
Yeah,
is it makes you laugh, but you know it's kind of embarrassing. Now I don't care.
How many? You ever think about when players are getting ready to hit their ball, like on TV,
golf,
and then they back away? In my
head, get that EA,
get that. Dump it.
We got it.
Get that
confirmed.
What are you doing?
It's golf, man. Golf gets him.
Pin up.
You're so relaxed.
There's still some edible hour on the table. And that still happened.
You made it a while. It's 12:06.
I don't know, man. This may be a record. That's pretty early. Like, it's the first night.
Write that down in the logger.
All right, 12:06 there, EA.
All right.
And... 1 minute, we get all the tweets. They're like, you didn't dump anything.
Gosh, you are an idiot.
Yeah, I get taken down with EA.
Can happen. EA, where are we going?
We are going to Pat.
Okay, Pat, let's go.
You just shrugged.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey. I heard you all talking about the first time you swore in front of your folks, and it reminded me of the time I was probably about 10 years old, and we drove past a family burger joint called Fuddruckers, and I was at a point in my life where I thought it was really funny to switch up words. Like, I called a puppy dog a duppy paws. And I did that with Fuddruckers, and I called it, I promise I'm not gonna do it. but I called it Rudd Effers. And my grandmother was in the car, and my grandmother was the kind of woman that, you know, she, you got spanked by her one time, you didn't forget it. And I called it Rudd Effers, and I could not be consoled. I immediately started calling, crying, and I just, oh God, I thought it was the end of my life.
Did she ask who was Rudd?
Yeah, what's your grandma look like?
Hey.
She wasn't like Guilty Jean, I promise.
Sweet Nebraska Catholic
now,
woman.
I'm always interested about these hot grandmas. Jake, that's all I thought of when I saw this woman.
Oh, I saw her. Yeah, it's
that's
special.
That's amazing when you talk about the age.
It was special.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
Guilty Jean at the Nelson.
We did with wireless, and there was a woman
Man,
there.
Y'all talked to some people who were so out of it.
But this woman was.
Hey, the cat's back.
Borderline 60, and she could have passed, like, honestly, could have passed for late 30s.
Yep. Wow. 36, 37. Yeah.
Her oldest child was 37, and her oldest grandchild was 14 or something.
Yeah. And she was.
Could you ever do
so
that?
Hot.
Roll in as the as the stepdad,
as the step grandpa,
and you're about the
trying
age
to play
of
the wise guy
of the kids.
Okay, listen,
man, no, there's no way.
That would be weird.
She was good looking.
Yeah,
for 60. How was she?
She wanted to party with Snake.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You know, it's nothing new, Donovan. We just try to, you know, just keep moving on. Keep moving on.
All right, EA, where are we going now?
Norman.
To the city or the guy? Hello, Norman.
The guy, I hope.
Norman?
Hello?
Hi, Norman.
Yeah. Hey, it's Morgan, actually, but Norman works, I guess.
Oh, Morgan.
It's unbelievable. What is EA like here?
That's
Morgan Davis.
Creighton doing that. That's not me.
Oh,
damn it, EA. We got to get you going straight. Okay, George and Corby, it still holds. Would y'all rather talk with Smiling Pete or Hitler?
Yeah. I never really got an answer.
Well, here we are 15 years later.
Yeah, we never got an answer.
When the answer was Hitler.
Hitler.
Okay, and one more.
We were mad at him that night because he's a Spurs fan, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Everybody was a Spurs fan. Anybody associated with Spurs. And Jub, everybody's, I mean, at least most of the guys have done a power hour. What about you, man? We need the big man.
George is awake right now. He goes on the air in 5 hours.
I thought I did one year.
Good point.
I've done the power hour.
Yeah, you've
you
done
and
it.
I did one together.
Yeah, you've done it.
His record is unimpeachable.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the all-nighter one night.
Yeah, nobody needs to come
that's
at
true.
The big man.
No.
That's all right.
You did the all-night trucker show.
You can that's tell right.
We need
about
an all-night trucker show then.
Tonight?
Probably not tonight.
Maybe tomorrow night with Jake.
We're going to get him a nice three-hour nap tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll be good.
Okay. Fair enough, boys.
And you know what?
Y'all take care.
Someone's
okay, you too.
Have to make me some coffee tomorrow.
What?
Like, because there's
Thursday.
There's no Starbucks here. So what I'm going to need is.
Killer makes a pretty good cup of coffee.
But I'm going to need mine put in the fridge, properly iced, for my iced coffee later on that afternoon.
All right.
Hey, we don't really need Norman Morgan anymore, EA. You can
Norman Morgan.
Iced coffee is delightful.
It really
is.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We'll have Killer make us some. It'll be great. Let's go to
Bill.
Bill. If it's Phil, I'm gonna let my ass off. Yo.
Hey Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I'm one of the first ghost stars. But,
for sure.
No doubt.
Second of all, I am one of the half a dozen or so people that met Corby at the bus station in Tucson.
Oh, dude.
And,
that was such a sweet bunch of people.
So I was the one wearing a star sweater.
Okay.
And I gave you a Sonoran dog, which you probably threw away, but it's a Tucson thing, and a bottle of Woodford.
Yeah, you gave me a bottle of Woodford, which.
Go ahead.
No, you'll finish up.
Yeah. No, a Sonoran hot dog is a bacon-wrapped hot dog with beans and all kinds of stuff on it inside of a bolillo. It's a Tucson thing.
Sounds great. We were very close to Phoenix. I did have a bite of that before I decided.
Okay, good.
My stomach was not prepared for that after 24 hours on that bus. I was tired.
Corby came off the bus.
I was really tired, but I saw you guys, which I was not expecting anyone at that point. I couldn't believe it. Like, that re-energized me. It was awesome. You guys were great.
It was fun to do that. And then what was funny is, like, 2 days later, I got a text from one of my former employees when I lived and worked in Dallas. And he goes, "Hey, were you at the bus station in Tucson the other night?"
Yeah.
Like, as a matter of fact, I was.
Awesome, so, dude. Well, thank you once again,
great
man.
Listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers to your wonderful hometown, the Tucsonians.
How many people were there in Tucson?
Like 10.
In Phoenix. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't get over how many people listen to us just scattered throughout the country.
I know, in the most random places.
Around the world.
Yeah. Like, got off the bus in El Paso and those dudes are waiting on me. And one has the Rock Hudson sign.
Dude, I love the story about...
It's unreal.
Who is this guy? Rock Hudson?
Where did you get the food? What stop?
The
burritos? And the
Abilene.
Tacos?
3 hours in, a catering company showed up. From
then,
Abilene.
Yeah. You get people on the bus Abilene to say, hey, there's some food, or they're all skeptical. He said, it's free.
Yeah.
and they sprint off the bus. They run off the bus.
Yeah, look, guys, I'm with you. I'm one of you. It's free.
Well, this is the best, I'll tell you.
EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
No way. Dalton?
Dalton.
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 Yeah, it's Dalton.
Yeah, Dalton.
With an A?
Yeah.
Did you not hear Dalton?
Yeah, he said Dalton, but Dalton.
He said
it's all
D-O-L-T-O-N.
Good.
Right.
We're good.
I'm going to change my Fight Night opponents.
Hey, man. Okay, I'm a composite ham. I'm 130 pounds, but I have tattoos and I drink. So.
Okay.
If ham wants to fight, let's
he
go.
Is Oppo ham.
Kind of, yeah.
There's no way ham's going to fight.
Oh,
I
my
could drink
God.
A six-pack in like an hour. And we
yeah,
can
well, ham can't drink, so.
Yeah. Well, that, okay, that. Would ham.
Ooh,
would
you
ham,
got a stingray, Donovan.
I don't care.
Do you think ham would fight him, and would you agree to do this if you got hammered?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, well, we tried.
Okay, what if I don't tell anyone I get hammered, but I still fight?
Why do you want to fight ham?
He's Oppo ham. He's 130 pounds.
And I have a tattoos. He does the opposite of me. I eat healthy. He does not. You know?
Yeah.
He's taking vitamins.
Now, I don't take vitamins.
No. Why would you?
You're Oppo ham.
That's right.
You get all your nutrients the natural way.
Yes. All right, Oppo ham. Stay in touch. We'll try to figure it out, okay?
I'll stay in touch.
All right, there he goes.
Okay.
Oppo ham. All right.
Best ever.
You done?
We shutting her down?
Creepy.
No. Let's keep going.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 12:15.
All right.
I think I'm going 90.
Okay. That's perfectly
commendable. Should we break it and do one more?
Yeah. Why don't you join the cat over there?
What? I about had it with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here comes the fight.
Things are going so well.
All right, one more after this.